I have a tough question to ask you this morning. Would people consider you a humble person? It's a hard question because if you should answer yes.
这个问题实在是不好回答，如果你的答复说是的话，
you could be very proud.
那么常常人家马上会说， 那这个是一个实在是个骄傲的人。
So it's hard to be honest about answering this question, isn't it?
所以要我们诚诚心心地对自己的话， 回答这个问题是不太容易的。
But let me ask you, why is humility very important to God?
但我想问大家， 为什么重要的，
have you ever considered why it's so important to God?
为什么在神的眼里， 他认谦卑这个事情， 这个品格是非常重要的。
If you look into James 4:6, it says this very, very, briefly, why God stressed importance of ability.
如果我们大家去看雅各书的4章6节， 那里有一很简略的， 就把神为什么喜欢谦卑这件， 这个品格讲得很清楚。
God opposes the proud.
那里说神阻挡骄傲的人。
Let me ask you, how often time do you hear from God's word that he opposed?
我们有问大家， 我们有多少次我们记得神在讲他阻挡什么事，
he opposed sinner, evil people.
他阻挡恶人。
And here it says specifically, he opposes the proud.
这里讲得很清楚的是， 神阻挡了骄傲的人。
But here's the encouragement.
但是下面有一个很受鼓励的话就是，
But he gives grace to the humble.
这是他赐恩给谦卑的人。
You see why God is opposed to the proud?
为什么神要阻挡骄傲的人？
Because proud people are saying, we don't need you, God.
因为骄傲的人是说神啊， 我们根本不需要你。
But God eagerly wants to give his grace to the humble.
但是神却渴慕要把他的恩赐来赐给那些谦卑的人。
By the way, what is grace?
但是我们知道什么是恩， 什么是神的恩惠吗？
When it applies to salvation, it is God's gifts to save us and to forgive us our sin.
我们知道救恩就是神所白白地赐给我们的， 祂赦免我们一切的罪过。
But after you become a Christian,
但是当我们成为基督徒之后，
you also need grace.
我们仍然继续需要依靠神的救恩。
Because as somebody has said it before,
就像有人刚刚前面刚刚提到的，
God gives you the desire and the power to do his will.
因为神 他给我们这样一个愿望， 也给我们这一个能力来行他的旨意。
You see that? In other words, you and I, even when we became Christian, we cannot do anything to please God outside of his grace.
就像我们既然成为基督徒以后， 我们也仍然不能够讨神的喜悦， 单单靠我们自己的能力。 我们唯有来依靠神的恩惠。
There's nothing you can do that can please God outside of his grace.
除了神的恩惠之外， 我们凭着自己， 我们不能做任何事情来讨神的心。
So you see the need to be humble before God.
所以我们实在是需要在神的面前谦卑。
Now let's examine Joseph's background.
让我们来看一看约瑟这一个人， 他的背景。
From Genesis 39 verses 1 to 6.
我们先来看 创世纪的39章的第一节到，
okay, I'm sorry, before we do that, let me give you a little background of Joseph's
life.在我们读创世纪之前，我们先来讲一讲约瑟他的背景。
One of those senior moments.
我想，再讲一讲他的是他年轻的时候的事情。
Yeah, what I'm saying is that sometimes I get old and I forget what's next to say. Sorry. Joseph is the son of Jacob in his old age.
我们都知道约瑟是雅各在他年老的时候生的。
So that's one thing in his favor.
就是因为他年老时候生的， 所以特别蒙他父亲的宠爱。
And secondly, you know that he is the son of the wife Rachel, whom Jacob had to work for how many years? 7 plus 7, right?
我们也知道约瑟的生母是拉结，拉结是雅各所爱的。 雅各为了娶拉结， 他工作了有两个七年， 一共14年。
So when he was in the teenage years, around age 17,
我们知道差不多在约瑟十七岁时候左右的时候，
he had the dreams of the sheaves.
他有一个梦， 就是梦见庄稼的禾捆。
I told his brothers.
他把这个梦告诉了他的哥哥。
And basically he was saying that in the future you're going to bow down to me.
这个梦的解释就是说， 将来他这些哥哥们要向约瑟来下拜。
Think of this.
我们来想一想。
If you're Joseph's brother,
如果假如我们是约瑟的哥哥的话，
he's already the favorite child.
我们知道这个弟弟已经是最蒙爸爸喜欢的。
His mother is the favorite wife.
我们也知道他的生母也是爸爸最喜欢的太太。
And he's the youngest.
也知道他是家里边是最
小的。And now he's saying that one day we're going to bow down to him.
现在他说，居然有一天我们将来以后都要向他俯伏下拜。
You can just imagine how more envious they will be.
我们想一想，我们作为他的哥哥的话，我们心里边一定是很
喜。When also the dream of the moon and stars.
但接着约瑟又有另外一个梦，就是关于太阳、月亮和星的这个梦。
In the sun, moon, and star story, again, he's telling that not only his siblings are going to bow down before him, even his parents are going to bow down before him.
在那个梦里面，不单单是他的哥哥们将来让他俯伏下拜，就是他的父母将来也要向他俯伏下拜。
And interesting, the scripture tells us that Jacob put this in his heart.
非常有意思的，圣经告诉我们，雅各把这一切都记在心里。
So you can see that Jacob, basically, when he was young, he was like a prince.
我们真是晓得，当约瑟在他年轻的时候，他在家里面的地位实在就是像一个王子一样。
He was elevated in his position.
在他的家里面，他的地位是要高过其他一切的人。
Maybe he had a sibling like that. Maybe he or she is the youngest, but he calls the shots in the home.
如果我们家里有这样的弟弟或妹妹的话，那么在他回家里就造成了很大的一个不一样。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问大家下面一个问题。
Can God use Joseph in this kind of situation?
当约瑟在那样子的一个做家里做王子的一个光景里面，神能不能来使用他？
God has given a dream.
神已经把梦写
启示给他。God gave the interpretation.
神就把这个梦的解释告诉他。
Seems like, you know, God has specially appointed this person.
好像神已经在他的兄弟之间已经最好的选择了这一个人。
But going back to what we earlier discussed,
但是就像我们刚刚前面提到的
，God opposed the proud,
神是阻挡骄傲的人
，but gives grace to the humble,
但赐恩给谦卑的人。
If God were to use Joseph to accomplish His purpose,
如果神真的要使用约瑟来达成神的心意的话
，He'd probably say, "I did it."
那么约瑟很可能是因着他所做的
，I was simply chosen.
他会说我是蒙神所拣选的，这些都是我的成就。
Would God get the glory?
那么这个荣耀会是归于神吗？
Would Joseph himself be blessed by God?
那么约瑟是不是就会因着这个真的来蒙福呢？
You see, it's not so much what you can do for God.
所以我们晓得并不是说我们所能够为神做什么。
If all God needed is to have somebody do something for him, he could have sent the angels. He could have done it himself.
如果神只是需要什么人为神做些事情的话，那么神只要差派天使就可以做成一切的事。
But the reason why God wants to use you is because He wants to bless you.
但是神要拣选你和我来做成他的事，是因为神要借着这个来祝福你和我。
But when you and I are proud,
但是因着你和我的骄傲
，you're basically rejecting God.
我们的骄傲就阻挡了神。
We not want to give what God deserves.
我们不愿意把神所应得的归给神。
Well, let's just pause for a while.
让我们先停下来想一想。
Let me ask you another.
我们再问大家一个问题。
If I were to ask you, do you consider yourself proud?
我问大家，我们有没有想过我们自己是不是一个骄傲的人？
I think most of us, if I know you,
我想我认识大家的，我认识大家，
myself,
大部分我们当中的人都会说
，I'm not proud.
我想我根本不是一个骄傲的人。
I never boast about my academic achievement.
我从来没有夸口过我在学校的成绩。
I never said that I'm better looking than somebody else.
我也没有夸口我是多么的俊美。
I never said how much I've accomplished in my career.
我也没说过我在事业上面的成就到底如何。
And the trophies that I won for athletics, whatever.
或者是我所得到的那些奖牌、奖杯。
I'm not proud.
我根本就不是一个骄傲的人。
Although if you want me to tell you how much I have accomplished, I can tell you.
但是如果你要让我告诉你我的成就的话，我会告诉你的话。只是当你问我的时候，我才告诉你，所以我不会向你夸口。
So、we will say we're not proud.
因着这个，我们可能认为我们自己是不是骄傲的人。
But here's what I'm going to ask you further.
但是下面一个问题，我还想要问你。
How about your physical appearance?
我们看我们是怎样来衡量我们自己的外貌。
Sometimes we compare ourselves with the height of other people.
有时候我们认为我们是比某些人的身高要高一点。
The type of hair they have.
或者说这个某人的头发的发型或者是怎么样。
Their eyes, and many other things. The physical appearance,
他的眼睛的颜色，或者是所有其他的，凡是他的外貌的这些表现。
And if you and I are particular about these things,
如果我们特别注重于这些事情的话
，How do you feel after you compare?
那么，当我们跟某些人在这方面做比较的时候，我们心里的感受是如何
？We feel in fear.
如果特别是当一个跟一个外貌比我们好的人相比较的话，我们会觉得自己，我们会觉得自己是不低人一等。
And you know what?
为什么
？We don't realize.
因为我们还没有。
Many times when we feel in fear when we compare to other people,
我们实在是还没有意识到，当很多次我们觉得自卑的时候，就是我们心里面是在跟人家有一个比较。
Actually, we're not just feeling fear; we're proud people.
而且不单单的是我们就跟人家比较，心里有一种恐惧，有一种害怕。
You know why I say that?
更主要是我们心里对人家有一种恐，有一种骄傲，我们内心。
You know why I say that?
为什么我这样讲？
Because a Christian, you know that God created you.
因为作为基督徒，神是造你的。
So when you say I do not like the way I look, you're essentially telling God, God, you made a mistake here.
当我们自卑的时候，我们就是不喜欢我们神所造的我们这个样式。我们
I deserve to be better looking.
神啊，你实在是做了一个错了，你没有把我造得更好，我应该被你造得更好的。
What am I essentially saying?
实际上，我们就是在说
I'm making myself.The most important person in this world.
我们已经心里面心存的骄傲，把我们自己举到了一个是世界上最重要的地位的这样一个人了。
Isn't that what the world's telling us all the time?
但是这就是世界上所告诉我们的这一切。
You can be better looking.
世界上的事情告诉我们，我们可以变得更加英俊。
If you go to this program,
如果你参加这一个节这一个这个这个节目的话
，Or you use this product.
或者你使用这个产品的话，你就会变得更美丽。
And we work like crazy.
我们就会因着世界上的这些思
想 Trying to look better.
我们就会用我们一切的努力在这里要使得自己变得更加俊美。
How about our mental abilities?
或者说也许我们要来 我们再来看看我们自己的智力。
If you measure your intellectual abilities with other people, how do you...
如果我们用比较和其他人某些人的智力相比较的话，我们心里的感受是如何？
You know the answer.
我们都知道我们自己心里所想的。
But let me tell you something else.
但是我要告诉大家
，When you do that, aren't you essentially being proud?
当我们去跟其他人做比较的时候，我们心里边实在是就是在一种骄傲中。
Aren't you telling God, God, I don't need to be compensated in any other ways by you?
我们实在是就在跟神说，神啊，我实在是不需要你对我的任何帮助。
If I'm not as good as somebody else in school,
如果我在学校里不像某些人的学校成绩那样好的话
，If I'm not as smart as somebody in the company,
如果我不像公司里其他某些人那样聪明的话
，If I pride in my heart,
在我心里面的这个骄傲
，I'll just focus on that and feel in fear.
我就是因我心里的骄傲，所以我就注重于这些事情，使我自心里面就觉得恐惧。
But if I'm humble,
但如果我真是一个谦卑的人的话
，This is how I would pray.
那么我们的心里面是应当有这样的祷告。
God, I might not be as capable mentally as that person.
神啊，也许我不像某些人这样有能力。
But can you compensate me?
但是我相信你可以帮助我。
Could you give me a special anointing of your Holy Spirit so that I can be mightier in the Spirit?
求你在圣灵里面赐给我这样的能力。
Isn't that important that we focus on the spiritual and the wisdom it brings?
所以我们实在是更重要的是，我们应当把我们的注意力集中在圣灵的身上，集中在我们向神的祷告，而不是集中在我们跟人所比较的这些外貌的事情。
Haven't we seen a lot of smart people who make stupid mistakes?
我们都晓得，我们也都经历过，有很多非常聪明的人，他们却犯了很愚拙的错误。
What's the problem?
他们的问题是
？Is it IQ?
是他们的能力不够吗
？Or lack of wisdom?
还是他们的智慧不够吗
？The answer.
我们大家都知道这个
是答案。So why is it we always want to be smarter than other people?
就是，尽管他们那样的人，他们仍然犯错误，我们为什么还要像学他们的样子呢
？You know the answer.
我们大家都知道这个答案是
It's not focused up there, it's focused here.
就是因为这些人的注意力并没有在神的身上，而是注意在他们自己的身上。
How about family characteristic? How can we be proud in that department?
我们再看一看我们的家庭的背景。
We look at our childhood and we see a number of imperfections.
我们看见我们的孩子，我们就会觉得啊，这我们孩子有这样或那样的瑕疵、缺点。
And how do we feel?
我们看到这一点的时候，我们是心里怎样想的？
And so we do not have the humility to accept what God has given to us.
我们心里没有这样的谦卑，足够的谦卑来接受神所给我们的孩子。
We question, how come life is so unfair?
我们会觉得神啊，这样实在是那不公平。
How come if my friends can have two parents, how come I'm raised by a single parent?
为什么我的朋友他是父母双全，而我只是亲家庭长
才能
带大。
Other people in my clan, they have their biological parents, but I don't.
为什么我的其他那些朋友们他们都是亲生的父母，而我却是在一个寄养的家庭长大。
And again, we're focusing on ourselves.
所以这一些事情都是在专注于我们自己。
We do not see that the misfortune, the adversity that we go through is a gift from God.
我们并没有把我们所经历这些难处，经历的这些环境，我们看为是神所量给我们的福分。
Isn't that pride opposing God's grace?
实在是我们心里的骄傲来阻挡了神所要量给我们的祝福。
How about another area, social heritage?
我们再看看其他的，就是比如说是这家庭的继承。
Isn't it be very easy living in an Asian American community that we compare our social and economic status?
在亚裔家庭里，特别是我们亚家庭，我们互相来比较每个各个家庭的经济的状况或者是社会的地位。
We are very driven.
我们是为了这个而驱使。
Because our parents said we sacrificed so much to come to America, you know that?
因为我们的父母告诉我们，我们的父母是历尽千辛万苦来到了美国。
So you got to study hard, you got to be successful. If not, what can I prove? There's nothing for me to talk about you.
所以就
Sorry.
我们的父母是说，你必须要努力的学习，你要学习的要好，这样子我们父母才能够以我们儿女的成绩为骄傲。
But we forgot what God is doing in our lives.
但是不父母还是儿女，我们都忘了神在我们心上的心意。
Remember the familiar passage found in Ephesians 2:10.
我们大家都晓得以弗所书的二章十节。
For we are created in, for we are God's workmanship.
我们都是神手中的工作。
Created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
在耶稣基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善。
I'd like you to focus on this one word.
这里有一个字，我愿意大家注意。
Workmanship.
这里这个字就是我们都是神手中的工作这个字。
Did you know that the word in the Greek is poema?
在工作这个词，它的希腊原文是 poema 这个字。
Is that so familiar to an English word?
在英文，大家熟悉英文的话，可能对这个字有一点熟悉。
Okay, let me explain first what it means.
这个 poema 这个字的意思就是
It's a work of art.
它就意思就是一个艺术。
It's a word where we derive poem.
诗字就是从 poema 这个字所
以 Any of you like to write poems or read poems?
如果我们大家有谁喜欢诗的话
As I get older, I begin to enjoy
当我们人年长的时候
Why? People can use a few words to share very deep thoughts and experiences
因为诗人可以用很简单的几个字就可以把
And you can identify with that
来表示出来我们大家对这个都有认识
And you know what God is saying to us?
神透过这个对我们所说的就是
If you've been saved by Jesus Christ
如果我们是被神所拯救的
You are my poem
我们就是神所写的
You're like a piece of paper
就像我们这样是一张纸
But I'm writing my thoughts and ideas into your life
神在我们身上要写神心里面那些深处的意思
Let's just take for a moment
让我们来想一想
Like the paper We are the paper And the paper can talk
就假如我们自己就是那一张纸的话
Just your imagination
就像我们可以想象我们自己就是那一张纸也可以有自己的意思纸
Poet writes thoughts out
当诗人把他的思绪写在我们身上
The poet says I don't like this word
所以纸张我们就会来对这个诗人说、哦、某这个字因为这个字实在是对我不觉得不舒服
Change it
把这个字换了吧
What are you saying to the poet
那么我们实在就对诗人在实际上在说这样的话
You dummy
就说你实在是个笨蛋
Now, we say to God,
但实际上当我们拒绝我们的环境拒绝、
like、my social,
我们实在是
God,
因为我们实在就把神
给拒绝了
但是神实在是他的本意是要在我们身上写他的诗句使我们成为一个杰作
But yet we're too proud.
但是因为我们心里的骄傲
So God cannot really write what he wants to write
所以我们拒绝神在
Make it the best person you can be
成为一个在他眼里面一个最好的人
So now you see why I ask you the question of whether you're proud.
所以这就是我为什么要问大家，我们是不是认为我们自己是一个诚
实的人？When I ask myself those questions, I said I'm a proud person.
当我以这样的问题来自问的时候，
God forgive me.
我是个
骄傲的人。I didn't see it from that angle.
主求你赦免我，因为我从来没有从这个角度
来理解过。No wonder you cannot shape my life.
我求你来因着这个来改变我的生命。
You see that?
我想
，Can I urge you?
如果你也这样看见的话，那么我就求你
to learn this simple lesson.
就是来学这样一个简单的功课。
That humility comes before honor.
那就是尊荣之前必有谦卑。
This is found in Proverbs.
在这句话是在诗篇是在箴言里面。
It talks about that how faith ability can that lesson.
如果我们愿意学这个功课的话。
If so, then the story of Joseph recorded in Genesis 39.
那么约瑟的生活在约瑟的这个故事在创世纪第三十九章所记载的那些事情
will help us to learn that lesson.
就会帮助我们来学这个谦卑这个功课。
Can I ask you to pray for yourself right now?
我们现在先有一点祷告。
The God,
我实在是个骄傲的人。
Realize that.
主，我虽然没有认识到这一点。
Please forgive me.
主，求你赦免我。
Help me to learn how to be humble before you.
求你帮助我，使我。学习成为一个谦卑的人在你面前
can be a beautiful poem,
使我的生命能够成为一个美丽的诗篇是你所写的
to glorify you,
来荣耀你的名
and we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们就要祷告是奉耶稣的
Amen.
Amen.
Genesis 39
创世三十九章
verses 1 to 9
第一到第六节这样讲
Let me read it for you. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of the Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was his in everything he did, Joseph opened his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned.From the time he put him in charge of his household and all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had. So he left in Joseph's care. He had, with Joseph in charge, he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Isn't that amazing? How God blessed Potiphar, a pagan.
这实在是很奇妙，神能够借着约瑟来祝福波提法这一个外邦人。
Now, when we look at verse 1, we have to understand that now he is no longer.
我们来看第一章，这三十九章第一节，这个时候约瑟他已经不再是一个他家里的王子。
He is a slave.
他现在是一个奴隶。
He has been treated like one ever since he was sold by his brothers.
他已经被人家作为奴隶来这样来对待自从他被他的哥哥卖给这个米甸人之后
As a slave, if you became sickly, they could just throw you out.
你作为一个奴隶的话如果你要是有病的话人就完全可以把你弃绝掉
All the work you can do things that require
所看重的只是你能够对他提供的你能够对他提供的服务
Can you just imagine how Joseph went through that?
我们可以想象一下当约瑟从他家里那样高的一个位置最终成为奴隶的时候这样一个巨大的变化
The best words to describe that is he was exploited
我们可以想象他在家里的时候最主要的我们可以把他描述成为一个他实在是一个被宠坏的
Humiliated
他是一被宠坏的现在就受到了巨大的羞辱
And he was a nobody
他现在在奴隶主面前在他的主人面前他实在是什么都不是
He probably was just like a new immigrant who came to the city who did not know a single word of English.
就像一个刚来美国的新移民的话，对对英文一个字都不懂的时候，脚一踏上美国那样的一个感受。
There's no way for him to call back.
也不能够。
He's totally cut off from his family.
对于这个新移民来讲，对于约瑟来讲的话，他与他的家已经完全的隔绝了。
As far as the family is concerned, he's dead.He's gone.
对于他的家人来讲，他已经是不再存在了。
What has been your experience with adversity?
我们自己在逆境的时候，我们的经历是如何
？Let me share a testimony.
一个人叫 Lynn Braille,
she's the head women's coach at University of Ohio.
他是在
But this is her story of how she was shaped by God to become a leader.
这是她自己的一个经历，当她被神所管教，被神所教育，使她能够成为一个领导。
But she was head coach in a university.
她先是在Texas 那个州某一个大学作为主教练。
She received news that her brother died in a car accident.
那个时候她突然听到她的家里的她一个兄弟因为车祸而过世。
So after that tragedy, she decided to move closer to family.
因为这一个家庭悲剧，他决定要搬回佛罗里达跟他的家人同住。
But he was willing to accept a assistant coach position if necessary in Florida.
成为一个佛罗里达大学教练，他也愿意这样的改变。
And so the coach then at University of Central Florida, Jerry Richardson, accepted her as an assistant coach.
所以佛罗里达那里的一个大学的主教练 Jerry Hutchinson 就接受了这个Linda 这个人来做他的助理教练。
So she packed up, got a car,
打好了行装，开上车就开到去朝这个佛罗里达路上去开。
When she got to Alabama, she called her dad, her family, and then she received the second tragic news.
他走到半路的时候给家里打一个电话，从这个时候他就知道有另外一件事不幸的事情又发生了。
That Jerry Richardson, the coach that he was supposed to work under, died unexpectedly.
就是他的老板那个主教练 Jerry 的突然的过世。
So on time.
所以在他很短的这时间里面，他突然在个人的经历上面受了两次重大打击。
And she had nowhere to turn.
但是他知道他不能够再有其他的路可以回去。
But then she went on, and then when she got there,they offered her to be an interim head coach.
所以他就继续的去到了佛罗里达，在那里人家就让他来暂时代理主教练这个位置。
And then these are the words she said. Yes, I knew that God was calling me to be closer to my family.
我知道神呼我，使我让我能够和我的家人能够有更亲近。
It's a good thing we can't see the future because I never would have taken the interim job at UCF if I could have looked ahead.
如果我想我不知道未来要发生什么事情对我是一个好事，因为如果我真的知道将来要发生的事情的话，我实在是这个位置。
Being overwhelmed is a leader.
作为一个领导，当我们常常会觉得这个事情会压得我们透不过气来。
And especially in times of adversity.
特别是当我们这样子在一个逆境的过程里面。
Now listen very closely to these words now. In fact, I believe that if you aren't feeling overwhelmed, you aren't in a big enough leadership challenge.
你还没有觉得你压得透不过气来的时候，那么你还没担负对你来讲是足够大的挑战。
Do you hear a humble person talking?
这是一个谦卑的人他所讲。
In other words, if you're a leader, you're taking on an easy job that you can do it by yourself, you're not getting a big challenge.
如果我们作为一个领导，我们所做的工作实在是很容易的话，轻而易举的话，那么我们所接触的挑战还是不够大的。
And I'm not talking just athletics.
我所体育这
方面。I'm talking about being a parent.
我讲的也是我们怎样为人父母。
I'm talking about being a leader in the church.
我们也讲的是在教会里面怎样来做带领。
If you do not feel overwhelmed by what God has called you to do.
如果你还没有觉得神让你呼召你来做这件事情，而你觉得压得透不过气来的时候
，Maybe you're depending upon yourself.
那么很可能我们仍然是在依赖于我们自己的能力。
You will not experience.
来经历神
所要给我们的。But you're feeling overwhelmed.
如果我们觉得我们被重担压得透不过气来的时候
，You can respond in two ways, right?
那么可以有两种方式来回应。
You can humble yourself and say, God, I need you. I can't do it. I can't pull this off together.
一种方式我们可以谦卑地来到神的面前向神祷告说神啊我需要你因为我实在是不能够过这一关
or in my pride I can say I can just pull myself on the bootstraps and I can do it
我们心里有这种骄傲的话我们说我们靠我们自己的努力我们会咬着牙过
but I'm glad that Lynn chose to follow God
我很高兴的就是 Lynn 他这个人他选择在这个事情上他来呼求向神呼求
And at first, you know, when she coached the team, they were winning 11-13.
当她开始做代理主教练的时候，那个队是11场赢，实在很少输多了。
In the second season.
等到第二个这个球季的话，他们就已经赢了17场，而只输11场。
And then this is what she said.
但当他已经是反败为胜的时候，他这样说。
Only my faith could get me through. It is because the challenge was so far beyond me.
只因着我对神的信，使我能够经受住、经过这一次对我的巨大的挑战。
Yes.
我相信当神拣选的时候
，Leadership isn't a choice.
领导能力并不是一个选择
，It's a calling.
不是一个选择，而是神的呼召。
All I know that coaching, especially in times of adversity,
我知道，特别是在逆境的里面，要做一个教练的话
，doesn't just reveal your character strengths.
不单单的是来显明你个你品
every weakness you have as well.
也把你品格上面的我的弱点也都表现出来。
Do you agree with that?
我们是不是同意这一点？
How many times we think we're almost perfect?
我们常常会认为我们实在是完美的。
Until somebody tries your character.
直到有人来挑战我们的品格的时候。
I don't know whether I should share this.
分享过这个故事没有？
Because it's embarrassing.
因为这实在是有一点
The other day I was running late for my appointment with an elderly couple.
有一次我是跟一个年长的年老的一对夫妇跟他们有约会，但我却迟到了。
And I had to get off I-5 to get on ramp to 520.
从I-5 一直要转弯转到这个520上面。
And you're probably familiar with that. You need to merge to the left so that it becomes one single lane so that it merges with the 520 traffic.
大家都有这样的经历，一定要到车道或者。
But I was trying to get off to the Mon Lake exit to go to the university.
但那个时候我是要从这个要去大学。
And one guy thought that he was trying to be in there to everybody, so he tried to block me.
所以有一个人他在我前面挡着我的路，因为他可能是觉得他这样子好像是对每个人都公平。
He thought I was trying to cheat by, you know, going further and then merge further up the
可能他误认为我可能到这个抄近路，从别的车道然后最后到前面去插队。
And those really tried my sanctification.
那个人是试着这样子来拦我的路，实在是对我的圣洁是一个挑战。
Now, you can just imagine my wife sitting next to me.
你可以想象我太太坐在我的右边。
And my wife is talking the phone with a Christian worker.
我太太在电话上对一个基督徒。
And while I was saying things that no.
同时我却说的话确实没有，当时没有人能说，所以我所说的话是人家是可以听的。
I was trying to tell the guy, I'm making a right turn. I'm not trying to.
我实在是在跟我前面那个人试着在说，我是要到右边下来的，我并没有要从这里来。
And when I thought he couldn't hear, I honked my horn.
但是因为我知道前面那个车他听不见我所说的，所以我
就摁喇叭。But anyway,
但是我这样摁喇叭的话，不管怎么样
，all those thoughts, all those words came in my heart.
当我这样做的时候，心里边就有这样的意念。
I was so ashamed.
我实在是丢脸。
Of course, my wife had to explain to the other person what's going on.
当然我太太这里、
like、
当然我太太要在电话里面跟另外那边讲到底这个摁喇叭这个事情是到底怎么样一回事情。
And I had to confess before the Lord.
但我必须在神面前忏悔。
There's ugliness inside me when I don't get my way.
就是在我心里面有一种道的时候，这丑陋就显明出来。
So I'd like to ask,
所以愿意问大家
two things.
两个问题。
One is how well do you relate to people in general?
第一个问题就是当我们和我们周围的人我们的相互关系是怎样的、
First is there's confident and there's arrogant
最左边的话是、confident 是这个自信右边的话就是
Can you rate yourself?
自傲我们
The difference between arrogance and, and confidence is this
我想告诉大家这个自信和自傲的区别是
Is to have a person can be confident without being arrogant.
一个人他可以是自信却不自傲。
Can have respect for others and at the same time maintain his self-respect.
他可能同时也保持他的自尊，自己来诚实的评价我们自己。
Are you a confident person or an arrogant person?
我们到底是一个自信的人，我们还是一个自傲的人？
Another test of whether we are humble or not.
这里有一个试验我们可以做，就是要知道我们到底是不是谦卑。
It's when people respond to us in two different ways.
就有人对我们有两种不同的反应的时候，我们会。
When people
当有人夸赞我们的时候
，Wow, I didn't realize I'm such a great person.
我们是相信这个人对我们的夸奖的，我们说哎，实在不晓得我这个人是这样伟大的一个人。
And your head swell up so big that you can't go past the front door.
我们的头脑就会膨胀，甚至大到了我们连门都出不去。
Never experienced before? Or when people criticize us.
或者反之，当有人来批评我们的时候，
just lose all your confidence.
你一统统一扫而光。
Again, those extreme responses reflect that we have pride inside.
这样的不管是在人家夸我们或者是人家批评我们，我们心里这样的一个反应都是来说明我们实在是一个骄傲的人。
Because essentially we it's all about me.
因为我们听到这样的人家的夸奖或批评的时候，是我们自己来给自己做一个评估。
How would God rate you?
然后我们再来看看神是怎样来看。
Since he can see your heart.
因为神可以直接的看清楚我们的内心。
Humble, are you a confident or arrogant person?
神知道我们到底是一个谦卑，是一个傲的人，还是一个谦卑的人。
You get easily egotistic with your praise.
我们是不是像我们说，我们就很
be humble, knowing how much your self worth based on God.
我们还是能够在人夸奖我们的时候，能够仍然保持一个谦卑的心。
So first, we see that humility comes before honor.
我们也知道，尊荣以前必有谦卑。
And God allows us to go through trials, to adversity, in order to help us learn to trust Him.
神让我们允许我们经过试炼，是我们来学习依靠他。
39 verses 2 and 3.
在约翰在这个创世纪的第39章那里说。
It says God is close to the humble and blesses him.
那里是说神阻挡骄傲的人。
And that is we can see this in Joseph's life.
我们这里神阻挡骄傲的人，这里我们看到就是在约瑟的身上能看到这一点。
But we see that God is close to Joseph.
与约瑟是非常近的。
Or could see that God was with him.
就是他的主人波提法也可以从约瑟的直接身上看到是耶和华与他同在。
In fact, if you look closely at the passage,
如果我们仔细的来看这段经文的话，
it says that Potiphar elevated his position, promoted him.After he saw that God was the reason for his success.
因为我们看到这里第三节说与他同在又见耶和华都顺利，所以约瑟就在他主前蒙恩。
It didn't happen overnight.
约瑟在他主人眼前蒙恩并不是一夜之间发生的。
You know how long it took before he got promoted?
我们大家知道不知道当约瑟从波提法的奴隶到他成为波提法的管家之间用了多少年？
5 years.
差不多有五年的时间。
Isn't that a long time?
对一个人，这是一个不短的时候。
For a kid of 70 years, 5 years is a long time.
对于十七，特别对于一个十五年的时间，实在是很长。
Is a long time.
我想我们这些上大学的孩子们都会认为，我们在大学里的四年或五年，实在是一个漫长的时候。
Although your parents keep asking, "How? When are you going to graduate?"
我们的父母也许一直在催我们，你实在什么时候可以毕业啊？
5 years is a long time.
五年实在是一个不短的时候。
Yeah, I appreciate what Pat Williams, who used to be an NBA player.
有一个人他叫Pat Williams 他曾经是一个 NBA 的球员。
He said these words. Character, when we go through adversity and then God is with, this is something that shapes us.
他就讲到一个就是品格这件事情，特别是当我们经历逆境的时候，神就在我们身上塑造这种品格。
He says, character is not like talent or a skill.
他说品格和天分或者是技巧是不一样的。
With talents and skills. In other words, if you're weak in certain areas, like strength, I mean skill, what you can compensate by using your strength.
就是，那就是说，如果我们在天分或者技巧某方面的是觉得弱的话，那我们可以展现我们其他方面强的天分或技巧来得到弥补。
But there is no compensation for the weakness in a character.
有任何事情来弥补。
Weaknesses in your character eventually will eat at your strengths.
就是我们在品格上的软弱，最终要使我们整个人一无所有。
You can have all the courage and persistence in the world, integrity and honesty. Those weaknesses in your character will be your undoing.
我们大的公司，特别是一些大的公司，他们在财务上面的做
embezzle money from the company,
或者有些人，这些人在财务上作假。
Or people who have infidelity in the marriage.
或者有些人在婚姻上面作假。
Now let me ask you.
我问大家。
Did it happen overnight?
这些人的作假。
Did it happen one year?
一夜之间就这样成了吗？是只是一年或两年之间、三年之间才
？Longer than that.
在他们的做法
，early on，
一定是
they need character, the priority，
因为诚实从来不是这些人品格上的一个重要的地方。
They think that if they can have good public relations，
因为他们所要的只是一个在有一个好的公
司。If they go to the Ivy League school，
他们只需要愿意他们能够进
好的学校。They got the right connection，
他们有一个好的关系。
They'll be successful，
他们认为有这些他们就可以
成功。But the sad news is，
但是实在是
，if there is something that is weak in their character，
如果这些人在品格上面有品格上面不行的话，那么。约瑟一定要经过这五年。
I'm sure if it's human, he would have complained.
我想作为一个人，
he would have doubts.
约瑟心里面一定会有抱怨的，一定心里面也有疑惑的。
He would be angry with his brothers.
他也一定心里面对他的哥哥们有一种怨气。
And there'll be so many other things that he would go through that he can complain from morning till night.
在他心里面所经历的这些事情，他一定是足够他。
But until he humbled himself,
但直到他在神的他谦卑下来
，and he come before God.
在神的面前。
God, what are you teaching me in all this?
在借着这一切的事情，神你所要教导我
们是什么 ？When he's ready to do that,
当他愿意在神面前这样谦卑的时候
，God is ready to transform his character from the inside out.
神就开始在他身上塑造这种性格。
That's the only way that God can use you and me.
这是神唯一的方
式。Character.
就是使我们的一个品格。不管人看不出来，但是神是时时刻刻都在看。
All the time.
神在我们身上做工是一直不停的。
That's why when we read scripture,
所以当我们来读圣经的时候
we have our devotion,
当我们来到神的面前灵修的时候
pray,
当我们祷告的时候
we got to ask,
我们就要来问神
God, where do I need to see my inside?
神啊我的里面到底是怎么样的
Where with you?
我在里面有什么
Where do I need to be in tune with you?
我在里面有什么地方要来
Because I might not see it.
如果我要看不见
People around me might not see it.
这我看不见的周围的人也许看不见
you see it,
但是你实在是想我的
you expose it to me,
你越早把这些向我显明
the sooner I can change,
越早我就能
the power of your Holy Spirit,
因着你的恩典来改变
so that I will not embarrass you,
所以因着你圣灵之于羞辱你的名 羞辱你的名
you see the point?
我想这就是
that needs to be our constant prayer.
这一个祷告是需要我们时时不断的祷告。
God wants to draw close to you.
因为神愿意与我们亲近。
But if you have pride,
但如果我们的心里的
骄傲 you're willing to see your need for character change.
我们就需要来实在是晓得我们需要一个品格的改变。
God cannot be close to you. You will not experience him. Listen.
神就不能品格的改变。
He will not be able to bless you and bless you.Bless others through you.
我们也就拦阻了神对我们的祝福，或透过我们对别人的祝福。
You know, in the 18th century, there was a mother who knew that her years were coming to an end.
在十八世纪的时候，那些有些人认为是这个末世来了。
She taught all she knew about God and the Christian life.
十八世纪有一个姐姐在世的日子不长了，所以她不告诉她的孩子。
When her son turned seven, she passed away.
他儿子七岁的时候，他的这个基督徒的母亲过世了。
And soon this son rejected all her mother taught him.
这个七岁的小孩子很快拒绝了他妈妈所教给他的，所教导他的这一切。
He went up to sea and became the captain of a slave trading ship.
他最后成为一个水手船。
His crew became so disgusted with his depravity.
他的船水手们。都实在是厌恶他的这样的罪。
So one day when he fell overboard because he was drunk,
当有一天他因为醉酒的时候在甲板上跌倒，从船跌下去的时候
，to rescue him, they harpoon him.
为了救他的船员们，把他的这个把他给弄残了
，and pull him back into the ship.
他们把这个船长从水里救上来。
There John Newton walked.
Newton 这一个船，他就只能是瘸着走路。
Later he became a Christian.
后来他成为基督徒
and he has been quoted as saying every limp was a reminder of God's matchless grace to a wretched sinner
他后来这样说他说我瘸行的每一步都是向我提醒神对这样一个罪大恶极的人却是有着一个无比的恩典
even so much teaching from God's word
在他小的时候七岁的时候他从他母亲那里领受了很多关于神的教导从他的母亲的榜身上他领受这些 但是他仍然却拒绝。
And he had to be so wretched a sinner.
他成为一个如此罪恶的一个恶人。
But God saved his life.
但神仍然去救他。
And from then on, he became a humble person.
从那以后，领受谦卑。
And whenever he limped, he says he recalled the matchless grace of God.
他都来，都是提醒他神给他那无边的恩惠。
God wants to be close to you.
神愿意与你。
God wants to bless you.
神也愿意来祝福你。
God wants to bless others through you.
神也愿意来祝福其他的人透过你。
But are you willing to be humble?
但我们愿意不愿意首先成为一个谦卑的人，来学习
？To learn from our mistakes.
学过犯，从我们的软弱来牺牲来学习依靠。
So to for humility to come before honor.
所以圣经这样说：尊荣以前必有谦卑。
We need first to allow adversity for us to learn how to trust God.
我们要允许，当我们在逆境的时候，我们要来学习，来信靠神。
And then secondly, to experience God's closeness to us.
神与我们同在。
And then last, in verses 5 and 6 of Genesis 9,
创世纪39章的五六节那样说，
Christian humility should be expressed by service to God and man.
我们基督徒的谦卑应当是透过我们服侍神和服侍人而表现出来的。
You know, God wants to use you to serve others.
神愿意用你我来服侍别人。
We see,
我们看见约瑟就是一个很好的例子。
He didn't just sit there and say, "Hey, God, you want to use me to serve Potiphar? You just, flick your finger and everything will be done."
他并没有对神说，你如果要用我来服侍波提乏的话，那么你就可以成就，只是这么眨眼之间，你就可以成就这一切的神迹奇事。
I believe he worked hard.
但我相信约瑟是在那里尽心竭力的、认真的做事。
Not just because God bless him,
是因为神祝福他。
But he see that his service is for God.
是因为他这一切的服侍，对他主人的服侍是朝着神去的。
Now, oftentimes in our culture, we stress on working hard, and that's all it takes.
在我们的文化里面，我们常常强调努力工作。
Can I share a testimony so that you can better understand what God is looking for?
我给大家分享这一个故事，也许我们能够对这一点更有一点明白。
Perhaps some of you have heard of Jerry Jenkins, the co-author of Left Behind.
Jerry Jenkins, 他是 Left Behind 这本的合作者之一。
He said when he was growing up, he has a lot of good models of leaders.
他说在他长大的时候，他周围有很多好的榜样来做，是作为一个领导能力的一个好的榜样。
Through his teachers, coaches, and parents.
就是他的老师、他的教练，还有他的家长。
But he felt that his father was the best model of servant.
他说父亲他认为是最好的。
And this is how he picked that up.
他是这样讲。
His father is a police chief.
他的父亲是他们所在那个地方的警长。
So it's hard to get up there, right?
所以作为一个警长是一个不容易的职务。
But then when he introduced his coworkers or people who reports to him,
当他小的时候，他父亲把他的下属介绍给他的下属。
He never says these people work for me.
他父亲从来没有说是为我工作。
He would introduce them as people who works with me.
他总是说这一个人他是跟我一起工作的。
Or we work together.
我们是一起同工的。
And here's the thing that his son saw in his father.
所以另外一件事情，这个儿子从是从他这个警长的父亲身上所看到的。
Many times people who worked in his staff would then get invited to serve at a city and become the police chief.
就是他的父亲的一些下场会被人家请。
He never got angry at that.
他的父亲从来不因为这个而心里觉得生气。
In fact, he gave him so much satisfaction.
相反，他的父亲却因着他的下属被提拔而心里却觉得莫大的满足。
But they were able to, get better, to build, establish their career and so forth.
因为他的下属们能够有一个在职业上面能够有一个更好，是吗？
Because he has a caring heart.
是对他的下属是一个关怀的。
When he worked with his staff.
当他与他的下属一起工作的时候，
He didn't just order them around.
他不单单的只是对他们指手画脚，指派他们做事。
But he will ensure that he provides for everything that they need to be able to be successful.
他要在那里努力的保证，他给他下属提供这些使下属能够成功的这些一切的。
Summarize it in a few sentences.
就是他从他父亲身上所学的，他把这个总结为下面这句话。
He said, "If I could offer." One piece of leadership training advice.
他说如果我能够向你们提供任何一点关于领导能力培训的这一点的这个忠告的话，
It will be this.
那么下面就是这句话我要讲。
Give young leaders the kind of role models I had.
就要使给你他们有一个榜样，就像我从我父亲那里所学到的。
Leaders who genuinely care about their people who serve others.
我们一个领导，他真实的来，他关怀他的下属的话，他就是在那里服侍他的下属。
We work together who shoulder the blame and spread the acclaim.
他说我们在一起是有福同享，有难同当。
For things that are accomplished.
经历到我们有些老板是把我们所做成的成就成为归功于他们自己。
But when something goes wrong, they're subordinates.
但是当有些事情做错的时候，出错的时候，他们却归罪于他们的下。
Not his dad.
但是我们知道这一个人，他的父亲呢给他的榜样却不是这样。
And here's the challenge I want to make.
这里是这个点他是要说的。当如果我们在家里祷的话
，I'm talking to your parents now.
我父母。
Can your children see that you're servant leaders?
我们的子女能不能从我们的身上看到我们是一个服侍的一个领袖？我们是不是对他们有足够的真的关怀
？Do you really want them to develop the full potential that God has given them?
我们是不是愿意他们能够有一个完全的成长，就是神在他们身上的心意能够实现
？Not so much.
这我们要因着他们的成就来夸口
，but God can be glorified by them.
而是神能够因着他们的成就而得荣耀。
In terms of husband and wife relationship,
特别是对于夫妻之间的关系
，when you're truly a servant,
如果我们真的是一个仆人的话
，then you can perhaps say the same things as Ruth Graham, the wife who just 2 weeks ago passed away, the wife of Billy Graham.
也许我们就真的像这样，可以就像 Billy Graham 他的太两个星期刚刚过世的时候，这是一个很好的例子。
One time she was so mad when they were early on in their marriage.
当他们
he's always away.
当他们年轻将他们结婚年轻的人结婚不久的时候他们有这样的事情
So when Billy comes home he will start griping and complaining
当他的先生从外面回家的时候这个太太年轻的太太在家里就抱怨
And the more Billy doesn't want to stay
他越抱怨这个先生就越愿意在家里待着
But then one night it was pretty late
但有一天晚上先生才回家
Interesting
很有意思的是这个太太并没有在那里抱怨
So he asked wife what happened
所以他这个先生就问太太为什么到底发生了什么事情
Oh, that's a dangerous question to ask.
我想这要大家要
She said this.
问这样问题，这个太太的回答是
，I already asked God to forgive me for marrying you.
她说我已经向神祷告了，求神赦免我嫁给你。
And I can forgive you.
如果神能够赦免我的话，那么我就能够饶恕你。
I don't know how many wives will pray this prayer.
我想我们也。
And then she has this also.
所以这那个他也这样说过。
Some people ask, "Have you ever got to a point when you're so mad that you want to divorce your husband?"
是你有没有过这样的经历？就是你是
divorce? No.
他说
murder? Yes.
但是杀了他的时候，我是这样想过的。
And then she said this.
他这样说
"It's my job to love Billy."
他说我的职责就是爱我先生。
And it is God's job to change Billy.
是神的职责来改变我。
See the point? Many times we are not humble enough and say things that you're concerned with.
我们不够谦卑，就是的原因就是我们依赖于我们自己的能力来改变。
But my job is to wait and to be humble and be changed first by you. That's the most difficult.
但这里是说。我们的职责是谦卑下来先被神改变
You want to be honored by God?
如果我们愿意我们的另一半被神改变的话那么这条路就是我们自己
Lord, the best example is we see Jesus Christ washing the disciples' feet
我们感谢你因为最好的例子我们见到的就是耶稣基督为他的门徒洗脚
That totally changed his disciples
因为这一个才是使他的门徒改变
Because that's the full extent of his love
因为这正是对我们一切的爱
Be humble
主你帮助我们有谦卑
Humble through adversities
帮我们在逆境里面谦卑。
Humble when we fear inferior compared to others.
当我们觉得自卑的时候，我们在你面前谦卑。
May we learn to draw close to you.
让我们在这一切里面，我们学习来亲近你。
Allow you to change our character.
就使你能够借着这一切，把我们的性格得到改变。
So that you can use us to serve others.
所以使你能够
使其他的人。May we bring honor to you.
尊荣来归给你。
Is that your prayer?
愿意这个成为我们的祷告。
Is that your prayer?
愿意这个成为我们心里的祷告。
If that's your prayer, can you raise your hand?
如果这是我们心里祷告的话，我们愿意举手。
Praise the Lord. Any more?
感谢主。还有没有人？
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord, you want to change us.
主，我们知道你实在是愿意改变我们。
Because you love us.
因为你这样的爱我们。
You love us like no one can ever before you.
我们愿意在你面前谦卑自己。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.